A personal message from the editor-in-chief, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, read by Chris Leonard. A warning for you. It really is time to wake up. Are many of us becoming asleep at the switch? A common attitude of millions of human beings is to go along to get along. It is often easier to go along with the public mood or situation than to stand against it and take criticism or even persecution. So, most people succumb to the, quote, take it easy and go along approach. Our religious and political leaders often tell us that all is well. But my friends, all is not well. Just before World War II, millions of Jewish people in Europe hoped against hope that all is well and the Nazi persecution of Jewish people elsewhere would not reach their city or their home. Yet, about 6 million Jews paid with their very lives. A recent article published in the Times of Israel ought to wake us up, if we are not already aware of the dangers ahead. Quote, Iran has built a 27-meter-long missile capable of delivering a warhead far beyond Europe and placed it on a launch pad at a site close to Tehran, an Israeli television report said Wednesday, showing what it said were the first satellite images of the missile ever seen in the West. The missile is capable of taking a manned spacecraft or satellite into space. It is also capable of carrying a conventional or non-conventional warhead far beyond Europe, the report added. End quote. That's from the Israeli TV show's Iranian Missile That Can Reach Far Beyond Europe, January 21, 2015. The inspired Word of God warns the modern peoples of the British-descended and American nations many times of what lies ahead. We try to give you many of these prophecies in detail here in this magazine. In the New Testament, God warns those of us who will live at the very time of the end, in what the Bible calls the Laodicean era, to beware of the take-it-easy attitude so prevalent around us. He warns each one who will listen that every human being needs to learn to be zealous in obeying his Creator and seeking God's truth. Are you personally zealously seeking to follow God's truth and do your part in God's work at the very end of this age? Captivity ahead. Many prophecies describe the confused people of the end-time house of Israel being brought back from the captivity God describes will come on his people at the time of the end. Speaking through Jeremiah, God states, And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, and will build those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. That's Jeremiah 33, verses 7 through 8. Almighty God tells us in Deuteronomy 4, verses 29 and 30, But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all of your soul. When you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice. Yes, in the latter days, we need to seek him with all our hearts, as he tells us many, many times. Are you and your family actually doing this? Are you learning to study God's word so that you really understand it? Are you willing to prove all things so that you do not just drift along with the prevailing religious ideas of this world, but rather prove to yourself what God actually says in his inspired word? Are you learning to discipline yourselves to fast and seek God persistently, showing your total dedication to seeking your Creator and your willingness to do His will? Believe me, my friends, God is watching. He is not going to give eternal life to those who just go along to get along. Please understand this, for your good and for the good of your family and loved ones. So I encourage all of you to begin to study the dozens of powerful books we send out from this work absolutely free. I also pray that more and more of you will set yourselves to request your free subscription to our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course and actually complete the lessons and study the Word of God so that you are, in fact, able to prove the full truth and purpose of God in a way you may never have done before. Then, after you have truly proved what God says and where He is working, you can become part of the team and do your part in helping to take His message out to this world with increasing power. As Jesus Christ Himself said in John 4, verse 34, "My food, His strength and reason for being, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work." Back in the late 1940s and 1950s, I was privileged to be part of the original team that helped Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong do this work with increasing power. But we did not do it all by ourselves. We were encouraged by him and by one another and God's inspired word to truly go all out in giving our lives to God and seeking to understand and teach his word and reach this world as best we could. I am very grateful to have had that opportunity. Stand for something. As I draw closer to the end of my life, I often think back on those days and wish with all my heart that we could rekindle that kind of zeal among God's people to truly be willing to work together, to sacrifice together and to proclaim His message so that we have a greater genuine impact on this world than ever. As the darkness descends on this world's society and its governments, let us all strive to be children of light. Let us genuinely give our lives to God and be willing to stand for something while we have the opportunity. The Apostle Paul was inspired to tell us, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." That's Romans 13, verses 12 through 14. In this work of God at the end of the age, we are here to help you. If you would like to speak with one of our ministers, please contact us immediately at the regional office address nearest you. We have representatives in many nations around the world. We are trying with all our hearts to prepare the way for the coming government of God at the very end of an age. I pray that all of you will begin to catch the vision and become truly zealous in seeking God's will and doing His work. This will add more meaning to your life, and it will be a huge step forward in preparing you for God's protection and blessing and membership in the very kingdom and family of God soon to be set up on this earth. Please remember to request your free literature, Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. You can request this online at tomorrowsworld.org or by contacting the regional office nearest you. As always, all of our material is free of charge and available on audio CD upon your request.